This morning we're joined by Sue Droughton from the Zonta Club of Caboolture. Sue is currently the chair of the service committee. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you today?
Really good. Now, Sue, a little bird tells me that Caboolture branch of Zonta has outdone themselves yet again and was recently presented with an award. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, sure, Rosemary. I'd love to. Yes, we were presented with the Longman Award, which it was a community group achievement award for the Longman's Award. They're quite sort of well known, and lots of individual people win the award for volunteering and lots of different services. But the Zonta Club, we won ours for our contribution to our community.
Yeah.
Is that special? It's lovely, isn't it?
It was special, and I saw the photo. How lovely was that? Very well done.
We were thrilled. We were thrilled.
You were.
And you know, like, there are times when we work so hard and you just don't realise, you know, that somebody out there, you know, nominated us because they appreciate what we do.
So absolutely.
We were quite chuffed about that. Yeah.
Mm. And Sue, I believe you were even helping to raise some money for the chaplaincy dinner, which was a fabulous success as well.
It was, yes. Well, we donated to the chaplaincy. That's one of our projects that Zonta Caboolture does, because I'm a great believer, or we, I should say, not me, but we are great believers in helping our children at school. The children who need help and the children who fall through the cracks, I do know that the chaplaincy just do the most amazing work. And I've even heard a young boy and a young girl talk about how a chaplain at their school changed their life for the better. So we're very, very proud to be involved with the chaplaincy, chaplaincy program. We're proud to be donors. Yeah, we're proud to be donors. Unfortunately, I didn't win a raffle on the night, but that's okay.
Pretty fantastic raffles they were as well, weren't they?
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah,
now, beautiful, Sue, yeah. I believe you're having a birthing kit day coming up shortly.
We do, Rosemary. Our birthing kit is the one international humanitarian cause that we support, that Zonta Caboolture supports. And their birthing kits, as I said, they're humanitarian. And these kits go to third world countries to help women in those countries have a safe and clean birth. A lot of times women are working in the fields and all of a sudden they're sort of into labour. Well, these little kits are just amazing because they, you know, if they don't have a nearby hospital, at least they can, there's a sheet of plastic involved, and if they have a midwife with them, you know, there's all the clean tools that are needed to help for a clean and safe birth, because a lot of times if the baby's cord is cut quite often with a rusty knife or something the baby will develop tetanus and then die, and then, which is terrible. So we provide a clean little safe scalpel for the cord to be cut with. Yeah, so that's all in these little packs. So this year we actually have another group joining us, and it's Sister Veronica from St. Michael's. They're getting a group together, and they're going to come and help Zonta Caboolture do these birthing kits, because they want to become involved too.
Lovely.
So then next year they'll go out on their own and they'll do their own next year. So, but they'll help us, and we can teach them how to put a kit together. So,
and
our birthing kit day is on the 17th of August. You might have somebody out there who'd like to come along and help us.
Yeah.
Could they contact you, Rosemary?
They can certainly contact us, Sue. Absolutely. So 17th of August. That's lovely.
Look,
before I let you go, Sue, is there anything else that is on the horizon that we should know about?
Yes, we have a fashion parade coming up. Now, as I was just talking about all these projects that we support, we obviously have to pay for them. So we have a fashion parade coming up. Now, that's on the Friday the 6th of September.
Okay, it's a way off yet, yeah.
It's a little way off, yeah. That's our next project, our next big fundraising event. And it's a $30 entry for a fabulous morning tea and fashion parade.
Lovely.
And it's a wonderful morning, and it's held at the Morayfield Community Centre, just behind Bunnings there. So
we'll talk to you before that, I'm sure, Sue.
We will.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so that's coming up in September.
Okay. Sue, thank you very much for talking to us. And Zonta, keep up the good work, and congratulations on your award. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary.